Welcome to the Canadian Beef Cattle Podcast, presented by the Beef Cattle Research Council. The most popular content from beefresearch.ca, available on the go. Are you interested in hearing more beef cattle content? We encourage you to listen to the Beef Cattle Health and Nutrition Podcast, hosted by Dr. John Campbell. This informative podcast features interviews with veterinarians, nutritionists, and researchers on topics related to beef cattle production in Canada. You can subscribe on your favorite podcast streaming platform or find the link to all the episodes at beefresearch.ca/podcasts. This episode features the BCRC Science Director, Dr. Reynold Bergen.
Hi there, I'm Reynold. This Research on the Record article originally appeared in the March 2024 issue of Canadian Cattleman magazine, and it's been reposted on the beefresearch.ca site with the publisher's permission. And today I'm going to talk about how our producer survey helps checkoff dollars go farther and helps support consumer confidence. So in January, we talked about the Canadian Cow-Calf Survey that the Beef Cattle Research Council is running to help focus our research priorities and extension efforts. But the information that we get from that survey also helps us to do two other things. It helps us demonstrate the value of industry-funded research to government funders, and it helps us to support efforts to improve consumer confidence. So here's how that works. The government angle is important because the BCRC stretches the research portion of your Canadian beef cattle checkoff dollar as far as we can. And we do that by matching each checkoff dollar with one or more government research dollars. And you'll often hear us talking about leveraging your checkoff dollars. And that's what we mean when we say leverage. It means that we're matching your checkoff dollars to make them go farther. But anyway, governments are much more likely to co-fund our projects when they have confidence that industry will use the results of the research when it makes sense to do so. The consumer confidence angle is important because consumers enjoy beef. They just don't want to feel guilty about enjoying it. Now, there are groups out there that try to reduce or eliminate beef consumption by undermining consumer confidence. And these days, the whole cows produce greenhouse gases is a pretty prominent guilt strategy that groups use to discourage meat consumption. But animal welfare concerns, so things like the pain that calves experience during castration, are also popular anti-beef tactics. Now, all beef producers understand that castrating bull calves early in life heads off worse welfare problems down the road. So things like fighting and injury and unwanted pregnancies. But castration is painful no matter when or how you do it. Surgical castration is mostly acute pain. Acute means that it hurts a lot during and immediately after the surgery. The longer term pain, so the chronic pain, that diminishes as the wound heals. Band castration might cause less acute pain when the band goes on, but it's followed by more and longer lasting chronic pain, and then a resurgence of the acute pain when the scrotum finally sloughs off a couple of weeks later. Now, generally, the earlier that calves are castrated, the better. If you castrate calves in the first few days of life, there'll be a smaller wound, it heals faster, and there are less profound impacts on growth compared to castrating older calves at spring processing or at weaning or in the feedlot. And there's also some evidence that newborn calves feel less pain than older calves do. Castrating calves as young as possible is generally best for animal welfare, but those small, cuddly baby calves also tug at the heartstrings more. And that's really handy if you want to make consumers feel guilty about eating beef. Now, there wasn't much that producers could do to practically deal with castration pain until recently. Injectable meloxicam only got approved for use in Canadian cattle a couple of years ago. That was followed pretty quickly by even more user-friendly anti-inflammatory pain drugs, including a poron banamine and an oral meloxicam that was developed by Solvet, actually, which is a Canadian company that's headquartered in Calgary. Now, at the same time, industry-funded research demonstrated that meloxicam reduced the surgical castration pain in calves at weaning at spring processing or even shortly after birth. And that independent science supported the efforts of extension experts and veterinarians and industry groups and, of course, the drug companies to encourage the adoption of those products. And then industry surveys tracked how producers adopted them over the next few years all across the country. And so what we've learned from all this, and hopefully tying it all together, is that the last time we did the Canadian cow-calf survey, we found that the adoption of pain control for castration had increased from 4% of Western Canadian producers in 2013 up to 28% in 2017. Adoption had reached similar levels in Ontario. It was around 26%, but it was somewhat slower in Atlantic Canada at 10%. We've used that information. We've used that example to demonstrate to government funders that Canadian beef producers are clearly willing to modify long-standing traditions and adopt new practices that are supported by science. Understanding how the adoption of pain control varies among regions of the country helps us to understand where adoption is taking hold and where increased producer communication can help encourage further adoption. And seeing how readily Canadian cow-calf producers are adopting pain control for castration is also a good message that supports consumer confidence. Even with tight economic margins, cow-calf producers have been willing to spend money to help their calves feel better, even without any obvious economic or weaning weight benefits. So what does this mean to you? Well, Solvet, that's the Canadian company that developed oral meloxicam, they've now developed a castration band that's impregnated with a slow-release anesthetic that helps alleviate both the acute and chronic pain of band castration. And you can find out more about that at www.lidoband.com. That's lidoband.com. Ask your veterinarian about Lidoband if you'd like to try it on your calves, ideally, and they can get it directly from Solvet. So bottom line is, when research generates a product or a practice that fills a real need, producers will adopt it. And tracking producer adoption helps us to prioritize and focus our research and extension efforts better. But tracking adoption also brings indirect benefits. When we can demonstrate that producer-funded research leads to adoption, government funders have more confidence that our projects are also a good investment for their taxpayer dollars. That helps us fund more research, and it gets you more bang for your checkoff buck. And demonstrating that when producers can do better, they will do better, that supports consumer confidence in Canadian beef. So our Canadian cow-calf survey is open until March 31st. That's only a few days from now. Thanks to everybody who's already completed it. If you haven't participated yet, please take a few minutes to do so. The more responses we get, the better we'll be able to refine our research and producer extension efforts so that we can help you and our industry function more effectively. And you can find that survey at www.beefresearch.ca/survey.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. You can find all relevant links and information at beefresearch.ca or in the show notes. The Beef Cattle Research Council is funded by the Canadian Beef Cattle Checkoff and strives for excellence in the production of Canadian beef, cattle, and forage through research, innovation, and extension. Tune in every Tuesday as the Canadian Beef Cattle Podcast delivers straightforward insights, expert information, and a wealth of practical knowledge for Canadian beef producers. Subscribe now.